Today's daf in Yerushalmi Masechet Shvi'it is daf Ayin Aleph. So we were talking about the fact that Rabbi Yochanan moved out of town. He was so upset that he left Sipori because he said, this is crazy. Everything I say is mutter. These new found people over here, they say it's usher, you know? And everything I say is usher. They say is mutter. So it turned out this whole machlokas was basically about the question of whether you can rely on the psak of Rabbi Yehuda, namely that chardal is not usher in terms of svichim because it's so prevalent that there's no way that it was going to be cultivated. People just walk outdoors; you pick it up anywhere you want, and that therefore the rabbanan never made a takon of svichim when it comes to chardal, because there's no way that it's going to be presented as svichim if it isn't svichim. The other thing is that he was saying, what we were talking about, it turned out that Rabbi Yochanan, he actually said that the din is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and the din is actually, this was Benogea, the question of Beitza, Shenolda B'Shabbos, and now it's Yontif, or Shenolda B'Yontif, and now it's Shabbos. So there's a machlokas over there, whether we say that it's all Kedusha Achat. According to the Rabbanan, it's Shtei Kedusha, they say, and if it's Usher on day one, it doesn't become Usher on day two. So on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan paskins against Rabbi Yehuda Benogea, the din of Svichin, and then he paskins that, like the Rabbanan, against Rabbi Yehuda, which in this case is a kula, and that it's considered to be mutter on the day two, whether it was Shabbos, the yontif to Shabbos. And because of the fact that they paskined exactly the opposite of him in Sipor, he said, I'm getting out of here. I don't know who this old Dayan is, but whoever he is, I'm out of here and I'm moving to Tveria. Okay. So we didn't know what this was referring to. I think we might have had this piece before, but let's just go over it again. So Amar Rabbi Va, look, I'll tell you what happened. What happened was that the Maisa was also Uvda Kamei Rabbi Yosi, Benogea Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos, and it was the Shabbos followed by Yontif, and he wanted to paskin Lekula, like Rabbi Yochanan, because he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. But then people told him, you know, that Rav and Rabbi Chanina is an older person, that we know because we know that Rabbi himself was going to create, he wanted to give Rabbi Chanina Bar Chana to be the Rosh Shiva, and so he obviously was a Dayan from then. And when he heard that Rav and Rabbi Chanina argue, and they do paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, who actually answers the Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos even on Yontif. So then he said, never mind, I don't want to go paskining against Rabbi Chanina. So Shravine, he basically let go of giving that psak. So you know who Rabbi Chanina, who Rabbi Yochanan is referring to? He was referring to who for Rabbi Chanina Bar Chana. Now we know that there is, in fact, a machlokas about this, and that machlokas is what persuaded Rabbi, as Rabbi Vah explained, Rabbi Yassa persuaded him he better not paskin that way, because they had a machlokas. Now it's interesting, the machlokas that they had was not about a Beitza Shenolda B'Yontif, and nonetheless, Rabbi Yassa held that the machlokas that they did have is directly nogea in the case of the Beitza Shenolda B'Yontif. What was that? So the maisa that they were arguing was where someone had lit either an actual lamp, or he lit a torch, and this was lit for Shabbos, and it burnt part of the Shabbos, and then it was left over, so it, maybe a wind came along, blew it out, and now we've got the oil left over, we've got the wick left over, we've got the torch left over. Can we use it today, Mitzray Shabbos, on Yontif? So, that's the same question. It was Muktz on Shabbos because of Muktz and Lach was Hisser. And now the question is whether Shabbos and Yontif is called one Kiddush or not, right? I mean, that's apparently the question. So since on Shabbos they were Usher because of Muktz, So then the question is it Chota Kedusha or not? And Rav and Rabbi Hanina both said that it was Asur. And Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that it's Mutter. And the assumption is, well, I mean, that's basically the same machlokas as a Beitzah Shenol to be Shabbos as a Mutter on Yom Tov, right? So Rabbi Hanina and Rav, they were saying that the same machlokas would apply to the din of the leftovers of the Petila or the Shemen. And if they're saying that you're not allowed to use that on the next day, so then they would have asur the Beitzah the next day. Obviously, they hold against Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said it's mutter the next day, and it's two different kedushas, completely different than Rabbi Yochanan said. Fine, so because of that, Rabbi Yochanan got very angry. Anyway, what happened is that Rabbi Yudin said, Kameda Rabbi Mana, something reversed that, because in terms of the Derech, it should be reversed. Ma, if, or ma fach, there's different lashonos over here, or ma ichpat lecha, petila lagabi beitzah. What do you give a hang, because the gross girsa, of the din of a petila with the din of a beitzah? It's completely different issues. It is not the same at all. Because you are claiming that we have the same halacha from a beitzah. Where the machlokas is, do we say that it's shtei kedushas, or do we say it's kedusha achas? But it's not comparable. Because in the case of the beitzah, it's true that it wouldn't matter whether Shabbos came first or Yontif came first. Either way, a beitzah shenolda, either on Shabbos or Yontif, is considered to be muktzah. Masha'in came, what is the problem of a petilo or shemen? It's only going to be muktzah on Shabbos. There's no muktzah of lighting things on Yontif. So I don't understand what you're saying. So because it was muktzah on Shabbos, therefore it's muktzah on Yontif, Yontif doesn't have any concern about lighting something on Yontif. So that muktzah doesn't even apply to Yontif. So how could you possibly see these two things as being related at all? And therefore, if it was put out on Shabbos, why would that affect the din on Yontif? And therefore, it shouldn't be reasonable what Rebbe Hanina and Rav are claiming as the nogea the din of Beitzah Shenolda, unless obviously you hold that the din of muktzah in terms of the Bein Hashmashes, given shorts of Bein Hashmashes and so on, it doesn't matter what the reason is. It doesn't matter whether the reason is applicable to the Yontif. It just matters that you were mekatzeya it midatcha. So it's the kitzui that is chal on both days, not the iser that creates the muktzah, but the etzem muktzah. Okay, this bichlal is a shaila in the dinim of muktzah. Do we always relate back to the source of the haktza'ah? Or is the source of the haktza'ah, that's just the reason that the person put it out of his mind? But once it's out of mind, it's muktzah, such that all muktzah would there be the same. Okay? So Omar Lay, well, I would have thought so too, but I can tell you that here you see that all of the Mandiarmim over here are made of, that they are actually completely interrelated. In the Manda Anad Chami Rabbonim Adamila, Ada Amra, Hichado, Hichado. I mean, look, you see that Rav and Rabbi Hanina, I mean, these are not jokers. They think it's the same halachas. So obviously, they have a different sense of what the shirish of the Yisur the Muktzah is. Mishum arba zakinim amru. Now, there's also another psak over here from Rav. That Mishum arba zakinim amru. Kol anechal eruvo b'rishon areo kibnei iro b'sheni. Whereas Ravuna b'shem Rav says, in fact, that halacha is like the arba zakinim. Sorry, let's think about this. I'm feeling a little bad presenting all of this when we don't have our full contingency. Let's just think about this for a moment. Maybe we'll just go over it again tomorrow. So if you made an Erev on the first day that has an Isser Tchomim, and there's another day afterwards, are the 2 days the same? And even though I ate up my Erev Tchomim, that it doesn't matter because I was already Koveya my Mokum Shvisa in this new place, which is maybe up to 2,000 amas away, which gives me 2,000 amas additional walking space? Or, no, an Erev is only koveya for that day. If the Erev was eaten up on Shabbos and the next day is Yontev, I'm not going to be able to use the Erev for the next day. And the Arba Zekanim say, you cannot use that Erev. You become the same as everyone else on the second day, which seems to imply that it's two separate Kedushas, which means, says Rav Chisda, Rav is contradicting himself. But again, Erev, he's saying that it's two different Kedushas. But over here, Benogea, the question of whether it's Muktzah on Shabbos, is it Muktzah on Yontev, he says it's all Kedusha Achas, because that's the Machlokas about the Shiarei Petila. Okay.